ज्ञानच निरम हस्य ज्ञानम जन शलाकाया चक्षुर मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः. So I've been reading from the Sharanagati, prayers of surrender by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. These are very important prayers in which Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us what is our attitude in devotional service. It means without thinking, but devotional service should be performed not mechanically but lovingly. You'll see, neophyte devotee may chant Hare Krishna and an advanced devotee may chant Hare Krishna. It seems to be the same thing. Or a neophyte devotee may clean the floor for Krishna and an advanced devotee may clean the floor for Krishna. And it appears to be the same thing. In quality it's the same. In essence it's the same because both are serving Krishna. But the neophyte, he's not very much aware of what he is doing. As the advanced devotee, when he's chanting or serving Krishna anyway, is fully conscious of Krishna and is fully in the mood of surrender to Krishna. That mood, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining. So I'll read this song now. Yeah, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Amar bolite prabhu ari kichu nai. The idea that anything belongs to me, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, I am giving that up, that idea. This is the way we can become dear to Krishna. Krishna's one name is Kinchana Gochara. Kinchan means one who has kinchit, means someone who has something in this material world. Akinchan means one who has nothing in this world. And Akinchan Gochara means Krishna who is, he makes himself available to such devotees. This is described by Queen Kunti in one of her prayers. These very important prayers of Queen Kunti. Janmaishvarya Shuta Shrihya Etamanamadakraman Naiva Haptyavitatam Vai from Akinchana Gochara. She says, my dear Krishna, you are Akinchana Gochara, you are the property, you are available to those who have nothing to aspire for in this material world. She says that people generally, they are very proud in this world, especially those who have some opulences. Now, according to one's karma, if one has good karma, he gets different kinds of opulences. Four are principal. These are janma, birth in an aristocratic family or a great nation. Aishwarya means sufficient money. Shruta means good education. And Shri means good bodily features. So generally if someone has any one of these or more, two, three or four of these qualities, he becomes very proud. This pride, this is the symptom of the conditioned soul. And the symptom of the liberated soul, the Vaishnava, is humility. So this pride is a very great obstacle in devotional service. Practically, devotional service cannot happen, it cannot begin, it cannot arise in the heart of one who is proud. That's why, even while practicing devotional service, we have to be very careful that pride doesn't come into our heart. Pride makes the heart very hard, and it destroys our clear vision. Our vision should be that I am a very tiny, insignificant soul. Somehow or other, by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I've been given by the mercy of the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I've been given the chance to engage in the service of Krishna, even though I'm not at all qualified to do so. This is my great good fortune. This mode of humility, this is required. However, what we often see is that a devotee, he practices little devotional service, then he becomes proud. Just like a child, when he goes to school, he starts to learn nicely. Then he becomes proud. Oh, I know, 2 + 2 = 4. I become a great scholar. I'm proud. And he walks around. It's the greatest God's gift to mankind. So, then parents see him, they think, anyway, he's a child. Hopefully he'll grow up and then he'll become a little humble. Practically, we see among scholars, they're generally very proud, but those who are really great scholars, they're humble. Prabhupada used to sometimes quote Sir Isaac Newton, who was considered the greatest genius of his age. And he said that, I've been searching in the land of knowledge. It seems to me that what I've learned is very little. It was as if I was walking on a vast beach, millions, unlimited grains of sand. And the knowledge I've acquired is like 2 or 3 little grains, that's all. Einstein also, he was a little humble like that. After studying so much, my only question is how God created the universe. So those who actually realize that although they have the understanding that I'm very insignificant in comparison with Krishna. Someone who is like neophyte, he thinks, oh, I'm very good. Just see, I can distribute more books than anybody else. Jump up and down in kirtan more than anybody else. I'm the most austere. I know more shlokas than anybody else. I'm the best. I've come to this world to save the people. Never mind 2 years ago I was eating meat and drinking wine and so many different things. That was just my lila. But actually you see, often neophyte devotees, so they are great, no doubt, fools. Because they're thinking, I'm so wonderful. Just like the father sees the child, I know 2 plus 2 equals 4. A child. Let him talk all nonsense. When he grows up, he should become a little saint. Of course, he may grow up and then he may think, oh, he may become a little more qualified and more proud. Such a person, he becomes intolerable to live with. Even among the materialists, someone who's proud and arrogant is not popular. So this pride and conceit, it's got nothing to do with devotional service. This is rather the quality of the demons. As Lord Krishna describes in chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita, what are the qualities of the demons? And he opens his description by telling, Dambho, Darva, Vimanas, Cha, Krodha, Parasham, Eva, Cha, Jnanam, Cha, Vijatasya, Asaram, Sampadam, Bhavata. He says that, practically all these words mean the same thing. They're different words for pride, that's all. Dambha means pride, Darva, arrogance, Dambha, Darva, Abhiman, conceit.
То есть фактически он
перечисляет там все эти слова. Pride, conceit, arrogance, they're all very similar, more or less. Then anger, harshness, and krodha parsha, ajnana, ignorance. Ajnana cha vijatasya partha sampadam asara. So these are the qualities of the non-devotees. So even in devotional service, this one practicing devotional service, but he's full of pride, actually he's ajnani, he's foolish. And Ramavaivarta Purana teaches us that the one who is proud, he may think he is very adverse to devotional service, but actually it is as if there were great mountains between him and Krishna. So the whole path of devotional service is based on becoming meek and humble. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches. What does he say? Yes, we know. Chinada peace,
Nichana, Tora, peace, Chinana, Amanda, Amanda, Yitani, Asada, Kari.
Says that one should consider oneself to be lower than the grass. One should be more tolerant than the tree. He should not be concerned with respect for himself, but he should be ready to give all respect to others. In this frame of mind, always chant Hare Krishna. So, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he recommends this formula to everybody. He begs his readers on one request that he says, you please chant these holy names constantly as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has requested. You wear the holy names in a necklace around your neck. String is Trinada Pisali Chena. String it on his lips. So this mood Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us. Don't be proud. If we have anything, either any gross property, like I may have $1 million, that's some gross property, or I may have some subtle qualities like good-looking body or good intelligence, don't be proud. Don't think this is mine. If we have any quality, that's all Krishna's thing. So everything should be offered very humbly in the service of Krishna. To me, amar matro pita bandhu bhai. You, Krishna, what you are talking sense. You are my all in all. You are my father, brother, friend, everything. Pita ham asya jagata mata tata pita maha. This Krishna says also in Gita. Says, I am the father, the grandfather, pita ham. And the father, the mother, the grandfather, everything. So this attitude also, Krishna is our best friend. Krishna promises, I am your best friend. Suhrit Satam, he is the best friend of the honest devotees. He is the best friend of everybody. Suhridam Sarabhutanam. So we are thinking, this is my friend, my wife, my children, these are my friends, my friends. But our real friend, our eternal friend, our steady friend is Krishna. And of course the devotees of Krishna are also our friends. If A is a friend of B, and C is a friend of B, then A automatically can be a friend of C. A is a friend of B, and C is a friend of B, then A can very easily be a friend of C, because they have a mutual friendship. Mm-hmm. So in Krishna consciousness, everyone is cultivating the idea that Krishna is our best friend. So we can very easily be friends of devotees. But we find that always in Krishna consciousness. We may meet a devotee we never met before, but instantly friendship, as if we knew each other for 50 years. In Krishna consciousness, you don't have to make friends. Automatically, they're friends. Because the same interest, the same mentality. I've had this experience so many times. I meet devotees and it's as if you know them for 20 years already. I just had this experience in Moscow with Niranjan Maharaj. I never spent any time with him, ever before. We were together for 3-4 days in Moscow. And just as if we'd known each other for 20 years. Actually we have, because we're eternal sons of the same father. Sometimes we think, oh, there are so many wonderful devotees all over the world. We get to meet them all. Of course, at Mayapur Festival, sometimes you can. But then, there's so many devotees, you can't even have time to say hi to all of them. So anyway, there's time. We have an eternal relationship. In the spiritual world, we'll have plenty of time to chant together, dance together, play with Krishna together. Sometimes we hear about our great acharyas, Bhaktisthan Sarasat Thakur, Bhaktirao Thakur, and Narottam Das Thakur. And we think, how wonderful would it be to associate with them. Well, actually, we can associate with them even now, just like we sung the song now by Lochan Das Thakur. So by singing his song, we also associate with him. Now we are reading the song of Bhaktirao Thakur. So by reading his song, we associate with him. And of course, our guru, he's the representative of all the acharyas. So by following the instructions of our guru, we come in association with all the acharyas. And we'll get full opportunity. But even now here, there are so many wonderful devotees. Gautam Das sings, Grihe bhava nete take, hargalanga vale dake. He says, all the devotees, whether they're grihastas or brahmacharis or sannyasis, whatever they are, if they chant out with love, Adoranga, oh Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I want to associate with him. So Krishna is our father, he is our brother, he is our friend, and by establishing our relationship with Krishna, we establish relationships with all the devotees. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vinda Ki Jaya. We say all glories to all the devotees. Unlimited numbers. Devotees who have appeared in this world in the past, devotees who are in this world now, and in future so many other devotees will come. There may be so many people wandering around the streets. They may see you chanting and dancing and look at you and think, that's very strange. But you don't know, in 6 months or 1 year, they may be dancing and chanting with you also. So many people have come, and so many more will come also. So devotee's vision is, Vasun Haiva Kutambakam. Devotee's vision is, everyone, the whole world is my family. Because everyone is a servant of Krishna. Some know it, and some don't know it. Everyone is a servant of Krishna. Manuhi Dara Sutta Sutta, Tabadasi Das, Shetosham Bande Shade, Amar Payash. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, my friends, my wife, my children, I see them all as your servants. Yes, and dasis, male servants and female servants. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a householder, of course, with 13 children.
All just amazing varieties of different things. We need to be shepherds, you know, for us sometimes to look away, normally we can put that down, but the price didn't have to be good, because I'm ready, I don't appreciate it. So many different nice things, a lot of protection. Not as if you just focus on the lens. So Krishna doesn't just lead all by himself. In Krishna, he must have to exhaust it. He must lead by spirit, but he leads it for us to take also. He's not doing the thing that Krishna no longer does it. When we offer food for Krishna, and Krishna eats, the Lord of the land, he should please the only. And he leads it for us.
If the land has,
it is surrounded by food.
This is the land.
So when we call the offer, it doesn't go.
It went. It doesn't put it in the head, it's a poem.
Not the attention that is beside it.
You know, you mean it, that's not.
So what is the difference? The difference is that through the sea, you get no rich of Krishna's salute.
And it's a fact of that issue that we're going to do with religion, and that's Krishna's salute.
So we have things become enhanced.
And of course, we do.
And by taking that, we become master of Krishna.
You don't want to be mad at the issue of the temple.
So we don't say, we don't need.
That's what we need in this.
How wonderful.
And he's lighting everything with the disciples.
Pictures of people screaming and
Already you like the world and it is visible or not, and then if they want to have some diversion, they look at something which is absolutely horrible.
Thank you.
Никакого испарения не
будет. So this spirit is supposed to be dancing with Krishna.
The
spirit soul has come in the body of Krishna. Because this means the sensual
thought.
So Krishna consciousness means don't stop using your senses, but don't misuse your senses.
Сознание Кришны, это когда вы не только прекращаете использовать свои чувства, просто вы прекращаете неправильно это использовать. Когда контролировать чувства занимает служение
Кришне.
Это есть упорядка.
Просто
принимайте
просто. Не
надо говорить супорядок чушь.
What you speak at the time of awakening? Day and night, think of Krishna. Speak of
Krishna.
Speak of Krishna. And then if we are waiting all our life for our senses in the service of Krishna, then it will be more natural for you to go to
Krishna.
Devotees are asking, how can we go back to
Earth?
As it is speaking of engaging in devotional songs, we are ready for
it.
Because here and there, there's not much
difference.
Here in this world, we are chanting Hare Krishna. Offering food to Krishna. Speaking about Krishna. Decorating
Krishna.
Everything Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna.
Then in the spiritual world, the same thing. Means practice, that's it.
It's just about
sadhana.
Sadhana.
Sadhana means practice.
Sadhana means practice.
And when you get a taste for doing that, then our life is completely
free.
It's the nature of the conditioned soul, or the nature of the jiva, that whatever he does, he gets a habit of doing it.
Понимание об условии души природы живы, потому что чем мы должны стать заниматься, она постепенно привыкает к этому. Именно поэтому, если вы привыкли есть эту гадость, то вы будете, в принципе, счастливы в этом
состоянии.
Счастье, конечно, оно настоящее счастье, но человек будет думать, что это счастье.
If one becomes accustomed to speaking about Krishna, hearing about Krishna, thinking about Krishna,
it's still pretty okay. Говорить о Кришне, думать о Кришне, слушать о Кришне.
It becomes very natural thing for him to continue that one part of life.
То для него вполне естественно будет продолжать делать жизнь за жизнью.
That's why even if a devotee is not completely perfect, that he gets reborn, then naturally he'll think of devotional service again.
Именно поэтому, преданный, даже если он будет достиг полного совершенства, и снова рождается снова, естественным образом приедет снова преданное служение.
And also completely perfect in devotional service, They take birth in the universe in this material world where Krishna is present.
Это достигает полного совершенства положения, они рождаются в материальном мире в том месте, где присутствует Кришна, где присутствует Кришна.
And they finally get turned up to go back to the spiritual world.
И там он проходит последнюю подготовку к возвращению в духовный мир.
So this Sharanagati Bhaktivinoda Thakura is teaching us how to change our consciousness from I, me and my consciousness to everything belongs to Krishna consciousness.
Здесь Шаранагати Бхактивинода Тхакура объясняет нам, как изменить сознание «я», «мне», «моё», сознание Кришны.
Уджа Шука Лаги Кичи Лаги Харьяр, Ахопити Мазу Бхавин Хава Шука Шам. From us, we endeavor for our own happiness, finish with it.
На сознание этого появляется Кришна. И он говорит здесь, что я похожу в Кичи
Akira says, I'm still doing everything the same. I'm going on with life as before. Now I'm doing everything for your
pleasure.
So whatever you're doing, you can continue to do.
Что вы делаете, делайте дальше.
Add Krishna. Do everything for Krishna.
Do it for Krishna.
Instead of doing it for our own sense gratification, do everything for Krishna.
This way, life will be
possible. Hare Sutashu Vipitamitam Vandamehya, Mi Pradashu Vipitamitam Vandamehya. Whatever you're doing, continue.
Я понимаю, чем вы занимаетесь, продолжайте.
Engage your mind, body, word, senses, everything in the service of
Krishna.
Just don't win this, you can conquer
Krishna.
Krishna cannot be
conquered.
His name is Ajit, never conquered. But he's conquered by the love of
it.
So by engaging in his service, constantly one conquers Krishna by love.
Так что занимаясь Кришной постоянно служением и любовью, он покоряет его
Кришна
очень могущественный.
He's so powerful we can't imagine.
Но такой могущественный нам даже не представить.
Just a tiny fragment of his power he creates, maintains and destroys millions of universes.
Мельчайшая крупинка своей силы поддерживает, разрушает и создает эти изменения вселенной.
But despite being very powerful, he's hardly for himself.
Несмотря на то, что он очень могущественный, сердце его очень легко.
If you see a powerful person in this material world, it gives you very hard happiness.
Если мы видим какого-то могущественного мира, то у него обычно очень жестокое сердце.
Because practically in this material world, no one can become powerful without being really nasty.
Потому что практически в этом материальном мире никто не сможет стать могущественным, не является при этом очень сложительным.
Without destroying others, you cannot come up.
Не уничтожая других, не поднимешься сам.
Krishna is not like that. He's all powerful, and his family is all
level.
So even though Krishna is the proprietor of millions and billions of universes,
if
one simply offers him one flower with love, Krishna becomes very
grateful.
And he's ready to give himself to that
devotee.
So this is the secret.
The core secret.
Mayavadi means they want to become one with him.
Mayavadi хотят единство с Богом.
As a result, they go to
hell.
They have no such
desire.
They simply give themselves
to him.
They think of themselves as a servant of God. Everything I have is yours.
Они думают, что я как слуга Бога и все, что мне есть, то
And in this way, they tie themselves up with God in a very intimate relationship with God.
И так они связываются с Богом в очень интимном и любовном
отношении.
This is something I'll talk about today.
Is there any questions?
Yes, of course.
Temple room, I want to have a beautiful office. At the same time, we have to have a fierce moment, right? husband and then so and so. This is considered like a role play in a good habit.
So that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching.
Это мой лучший Бхактивинода Thakur.
That renouncing the idea of everything belongs to me.
А ты кажется, на идее, что все принадлежит мне.
If you live in a household and you think everything is Krishna's.
Должны семейной жизни думать, что все это Кришна.
You're
living
in your house
of
life
with
the pleasure of Krishna.
That is pure
devotion. So as even a brahmachari, he may have very little possessions, but if he's attached to them, he may be attached to his coconut. And they were quite rich, they had jewels and so
on.
So Ramacharya's disciples of Ramanuja, they were a little envious of the
household.
Why is Guru Maharaj giving them so much attention? They're just attached. They're so
attached.
So, one night, Amaruta, he came into the Brahmachari ashram and all the Brahmacharis were sleeping. And he stole all their coconuts. When they woke up in the morning, there was a huge uproar. So disgusted, and they made a big fuss. Somebody come and stole all our coconuts. So anyway, that happened. After a few days, Amaruta called some of his Brahmacharis. He said, "You know, I think you're right. Those household disciples of mine, they have too much money, they're too attached. Just do one thing, you go in the night, and you go into their room where they're sleeping, and you take all the jewels off the wife and bring them to me." So, they did. They went there, they went very carefully and quietly, so the wife was there covered in the jewels. She was sleeping on their side, but they could only take the jewels off from one side. Then they just finished taking all the jewels off one side, when she started to turn over in her sleep. So they thought, oh no, now she's waking up. So they ran back. So next morning, Ramanuja, he called all the Brahmacharya disciples. Then he called for this household couple. When the household couple came, they offered him a visit. And he said, "Is everything all right?" He said, "By your mercy, Guru Maharaj, everything is always all right." So he asked, "Did anything happen last night?" I said, "Yes, actually something unusual did happen." So the wife said, "I was sleeping, but I heard some noise and I woke up, and I saw some of the Brahmacharis had come. And anyway, I lay there and they started to take my jewels off. But anyway, I thought, well, if they've come here all my pure devotees, they must have been sent by Ramanuja for some purpose." So they took the jewels off half my body, and I was just turning over, so they could take off the other half of the body when they all ran away. "You were so upset with your coping just stolen. And these three asters, all the jewels are stolen, and they're not ready to give." Of course, the fact is that not everyone is so unhappy. And generally, we have to, that means some mundane attachment is there. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching to give up all attachment and transfer the attachment to Krishna. Any other questions?
We found a way, actually, coming in Russia, there is such a tradition to fast fully without even drinking water. And it says that even in the calendar, which our calendar in Russia is written, like, don't drink even water. So, is it so?
You should continue doing whatever services you've been given to do. And if you really want to follow it properly, then you should eat only very light food in the day. You shouldn't take any food out in the day. And you should stay up all night, not sleep during the day. And that's, if you really want to follow it properly, according to all the rules and
regulations.
Fasting means, if you want, you can, but then you should go on with all your other services. Fasting means, minimum, one should not take grains or beans.
of about the Kadeshi, children of 12 or 14 years cannot live for this.
From that means it's 12.
You can teach them.
I'm not saying full fasting, but maybe they
can no grains and beans.
In holidays, the abortion was
going to be in Algoria Vaishnav Sampradaya, in the Madhva Sampradaya, but
then you can join the
Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya, kind of Shama Nabokobu, and he was living in Vrindavan under the guidance of Vishnu Chakravarti.
Under the guidance
of Vishnu Chakravarti. He was especially famous for having written the Govinda Bhasha. Vishnu Chakravarti was especially famous for having written the Govinda Bhasha. Gauriya Vaishnava commentary on the notes. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, they didn't make any commentary on the Vedanta Sutra.
Потому что для них было очевидно, что Шримад Бхагаватам является естественным
комментарием. At that time, some controversy arose. Because even though the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sampradaya claims derivation from the Madhva Sampradaya, generally speaking, there are some differences also. There's different philosophy. Philosophy basically is the same. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are all His servants. But the system of philosophy, the analysis of philosophy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's is Achintya-Dvaita, the inconceivable oneness and difference. Whereas Madhva's is Dvait, Shuddha-Dvait, only two-ness.
Oh, Madhva, then.
There's no oneness between the there's no oneness between God and anything else. God is a completely separate entity. So there are significant differences. Yet, although basically all the Vaishnava philosophies are the same, there are significant differences also, if you analyze the details, between Madhva's philosophy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Mm. So at that time, some controversy arose because the deities that were being worshipped in Jaipur, Radha Govinda, by the Gauriya Vaishnavas. The Ramanandis, who are an offshoot of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, they also wanted to take up the worship. Yes. So they challenged that you have no right to speak or do anything because you're not a proper Sampradaya. Because any bona fide Sampradaya must have its own commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Sampradaya establishes its philosophy on the basis of its commentary on Vedanta Sutra. So they made this challenge, and they said some Gauriya Vaishnavas have come to it. So at that time, the senior most Gauriya Vaishnava is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. You answer this challenge. So Baladev went, and he said, actually, we follow Srimad Bhagavatam. But the Ramanandi Pandits, they didn't accept this. They were very dogmatic. You have to give the Vedanta Sutra commentary. So Baladev said, alright, you give me 7 days. I'll give you a commentary. Now, how can you write a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra in 7 days? You can't even read it practically in 7 days. Read, you can read, but how to understand? It's not so easy. So Baladev, he went before the deity, Radha Govinda, he fell down and said, I've given this promise, now what to do? I made this promise, now what should I do? So Radha Govinda told him, I'll tell you what to do. Bring your pen and paper. I'll dictate to you. So Baladev sat down for 7 days and Govinda dictated, this is the commentary. And he came back in 7 days and said, here is the commentary. So Govinda Vashya. Govinda's own commentary on Vedanta Sutra. He already gave his commentary in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. But in this dialectic manner, which is the method of analysis in the Vedanta Sutra, he also gave this commentary, this method of commenting on Vedanta Sutra. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Anyway, there's some proposal, there's some objection, and then the final conclusion. So Baladev Vidyabhushan, he also wrote a commentary in Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada, he based his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, on Baladev's commentary. There are other commentaries on Bhagavad Gita by other Gauriya Vaishnavas also. Particularly Vishwanath Chakravarti's commentary is very famous. For understanding the basic philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, Baladev's is the best. Understanding point by point. Prabhupada dedicated that Bhagavad Gita as it is, if you see, Prabhupada, he has dedicated Bhagavad Gita as it is to Baladev Vidyabhushan. Prabhupada wrote, who has so nicely presented his commentary on Vedanta Sutra. So practically, we're distributing Bhagavad Gita as it is all over the world. So these are the teachings of Baladev Vidyabhushan. Actually, the teachings of Krishna, as elaborated upon by Bhagavad Gita Bhushan, and as presented to us by His Divine Grace, P.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, speaking on Bhagavad Gita as it is, distributing His book, placing our lives on it, with all the blessings of Bhagavad Gita Bhushan.